Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Rising Parent Podcast, where we're all about helping families thrive. I'm Tim, and I'm joined, as always, by the wonderful Edna.
Hey Tim, hey everyone, so glad to be here.
We've got a great episode planned for you today. We're diving into something that impacts every family in the 21st century, digital parenting in the 21st century, balancing tech and family life.
Ooh, that sounds intense, because honestly, trying to navigate the tech world with kids feels like trying to herd cats sometimes.
Tell me about it. It's a constant balancing act, isn't it? Trying to embrace the benefits of technology while protecting our kids and fostering healthy relationships.
Exactly. We all know technology is here to stay. It's not about banning it completely, but more about how we, as parents, can guide our children to use it responsibly and mindfully.
Right. And that's what we're going to unpack today. We'll explore some practical strategies for creating a healthy tech environment at home, setting boundaries, and just generally navigating this digital landscape. So get ready to level up your parenting game, folks.
Let's do it.
So, Edna, let's start with the big picture. What are some of the biggest challenges you're seeing families face when it comes to digital parenting?
Well, Tim, from my experience with the families at the daycare and from my coaching clients, one of the biggest issues is simply the amount of screen time. It's like technology is this all-consuming vortex that sucks everyone in. I had one family whose son, little 8-year-old, was spending upwards of 6 hours a day playing video games after school.
6 hours? Wow, that's a lot.
Right? And the parents were at their wits' end. They felt like they'd lost all connection with him. He was irritable, wasn't doing his homework, and was generally just checked out.
See, and that's the core issue, isn't it? It's not just the screen time itself, but the impact it has on other areas of a child's life. Their schoolwork, their relationships, their physical activity. Everything suffers when technology takes over.
Absolutely. And it's not just video games either. It's social media, streaming videos, all the different apps. Kids are bombarded with digital content from the moment they wake up.
It's wild. I remember when my daycare client mentioned how difficult it was to get his daughter to focus on her homework. He said she would have TikTok open on her phone, YouTube playing on the tablet, and be messaging her friends all at the same time. Multitasking on steroids.
Oh my goodness, I remember that. That's a perfect example of the distraction epidemic we're facing. And it's hard to blame the kids, right? These platforms are designed to be addictive.
Exactly. They're designed to keep you hooked. So what can parents do? Where do we even begin?
Well, I think the first step is awareness. Parents need to be aware of how much time their kids are spending on screens and what they're actually doing online. It's not about being nosy, it's about being informed.
Right, and it's also about setting clear expectations and boundaries. We need to be the ones setting the rules of the digital house, not the kids.
Yes, and this is where it can get tricky, because you need to be consistent. I recall one family who found it particularly challenging because their teenage daughter would complain any time they tried to limit her screen time. They had to sit down and have a real conversation about why those boundaries were in place.
Consistency is key. So what are some practical tips for setting those boundaries?
Well, a really helpful strategy is creating a family media plan. This is where you sit down together, kids included, and discuss how technology will be used in your home. What are the acceptable times for screen time? What types of content are okay? Where are devices allowed or not allowed in the house?
I love that. Making it a collaborative effort makes a huge difference. It's not just parents dictating the rules, but rather a family working together to create a healthy environment.
Exactly. And it's also important to lead by example. We can't expect our kids to put down their phones if we're constantly glued to our own devices.
True that. I once had a parent tell me she was trying to limit her child's tablet time, but she realized she herself was constantly on her phone scrolling social media. She started by making a conscious effort to limit her own screen time and found it made a huge difference in her child's habits as well.
That's such a powerful point, Tim. Kids are always watching us. If we want them to have healthy relationships with technology, we need to model that ourselves.
Okay, so we've got awareness, boundaries, and leading by example. What else is important when it comes to digital parenting?
I think it's crucial to encourage offline activities. We need to help our kids discover hobbies and interests that don't involve screens.
Yes. Get them involved in sports, music, art, spending time outdoors, anything that gets them engaged in the real world.
Exactly. It's about creating a well-rounded life. I remember one family I worked with whose son was struggling with anxiety. They realized he was spending almost all his free time online. They encouraged him to join a local soccer team, and it made a huge difference. He started making new friends, getting exercise, and just generally feeling happier.
That's fantastic. It's amazing how much of an impact those real-world connections can have.
They really can. And it's not just about structured activities either. It's also about encouraging simple things like reading books, playing board games, or just spending time talking to each other as a family.
Right. Remember when families used to actually sit around the dinner table and talk? Now it's more like everyone's staring at their phones while shoveling food into their mouths.
Don't remind me. We've got to reclaim the dinner table. Make it a phone-free zone.
Absolutely. And beyond just discouraging screen time, we should also be teaching our kids about digital safety. It's a scary world out there, and they need to know how to protect themselves online.
Absolutely. Cyberbullying, online predators, inappropriate content, these are all very real dangers.
So what should parents be teaching their kids about digital safety?
Well, first and foremost, they need to teach them about privacy. They should never share personal information online, like their address, phone number, or school name.
Right. And they should also be careful about who they're talking to online. It's important to remind them that not everyone is who they say they are.
Exactly. And they should never agree to meet up with someone they've met online without telling a parent or guardian.
Definitely. And it's also important to teach them about cyberbullying. They need to know that it's never okay to harass or bully someone online, and they should report any instances of cyberbullying to a trusted adult.
And to that point, it's key that kids know they can come to their parents if something scary or uncomfortable happens online. Creating that open line of communication is huge. I remember one parent we worked with mentioning that they make it a habit to regularly check in with their daughter to see if anything inappropriate or questionable has come across our screen.
That's great, because sometimes kids are afraid to speak up, either because they're embarrassed or because they're worried they'll get in trouble.
Exactly. So it's about creating a safe space where they feel comfortable talking about anything.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about the challenges of digital parenting, setting boundaries, encouraging offline activities, and teaching digital safety. But what about the positive aspects of technology? I mean, it's not all bad, right?
Absolutely not. Technology can be an incredible tool for learning, connecting with others, and exploring new interests. It's all about using it in a balanced and mindful way.
Right. Think about all the educational apps and websites out there. Kids can learn about anything from science and math to history and art, all from the comfort of their own home.
And technology can also help kids connect with friends and family who live far away. Video calls, social media, these can be great ways to stay in touch and build relationships.
Absolutely. I know one family whose kids use video calls to talk to their grandparents who live in another country. It's such a wonderful way for them to stay connected and maintain those important family bonds.
That's so heartwarming. And technology can also be a great way for kids to explore their creative side. Think about all the tools available for creating music, art, and videos.
Yeah. One of my daycare clients told me how her daughter is really into photography and uses her phone to take amazing photos and edit them. It's a great way for her to express herself and develop her artistic skills.
See, there you go. So it's not about demonizing technology. It's about embracing its potential while mitigating its risks. It's finding that healthy balance.
Exactly. It's about teaching our kids to be responsible digital citizens so they can use technology in a way that enhances their lives and the lives of others.
I couldn't agree more, Tim. So much of the challenge comes down to empowering the parents and giving them the confidence to navigate this tricky area.
That's right, and that's what we aim to do here at the Rising Parent Podcast.
Always.
So let's recap some of the key takeaways from our conversation today.
Yes, let's do it.
First and foremost, awareness is key. Be aware of how much time your kids are spending on screens and what they're doing online.
Set clear expectations and boundaries. Create a family media plan and stick to it.
Lead by example. Model healthy technology habits yourself.
Encourage offline activities. Help your kids discover hobbies and interests that don't involve screens.
Teach digital safety. Educate your kids about privacy, cyberbullying, and online predators.
Embrace the positive aspects of technology. Use it as a tool for learning, connecting, and exploring new interests.
And finally, create an open line of communication with your kids. Let them know they can come to you if something scary or uncomfortable happens online.
That's a great summary, Tim. It really is about balance, boundaries, and open communication.
Exactly. And with that, we've reached the end of another episode of the Rising Parent Podcast.
But don't go anywhere just yet because we have a very important call to action.
That's right. If you found this episode helpful, we would be incredibly grateful if you could subscribe to the Rising Parent Podcast. It helps us reach more parents who are looking for support and guidance.
And if you're feeling extra generous, please leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. It really makes a difference.
And finally, be sure to visit our website at risingparent.org.
We've got tons of helpful information there.
As always, thanks for listening. We're so grateful to have you as part of our Rising Parent community.
And remember, you're not alone on this parenting journey. We're all in this together.
Until next time, happy parenting.
Bye, everyone.